The second you're into the state of meditation, the oneness starts to appear, which shows you that the soul, the breath, the mind, and everything else is all one thing without the word. Here lies the secret. This is where you people right now are getting guided to. It's beyond the word. You see, this is why the word is of no value. It's only a guide. So you can take people and you can throw words out, but unless the guide knows what the word means, it's very, very slim chance that anything's going to happen, because it's the energy, it's the space, it's the confidence, it's the knowing. And the knowing brings the confidence. And the more you know, the more confidence you get in life, because you start to see it is really, truly a spiritual identity that you're seeking. It's the unknown. And when we go and search for that unknown, we take our own known from the mind with us. And that's what we search for, with our mind. And this starts an argument, because the mind's not going to give up. It's attached to an ego and it's having a good time. It's controlling you completely. And what you've got to learn to do is to change your mind. And to change your mind, you must be in control of your mind. So you must learn how to take control of your own mind and not let your mind run you astray. Otherwise, this is where nervous breakdowns start. When a person gets too many negative thoughts, and the whole world starts to close in on them, and all of a sudden they're having nervous breakdowns, which is a tremendously pitiful place for any human soul to be. And I'm telling you, if you hear what I'm saying, you'll be able to guide those people back. And you'll guide them back in such a manner that they've never heard before, because it'll be the opposite from what the world thinks. That's all. Don't look so serious. Don't be serious, honest. It's not worth it. Like, everybody, we're all taught to be serious, even in studying, eh? You've got to be serious. And we pick it up wrong. Instead of enjoy it and get into it. Eh? Really enjoy what you're doing. You're playing tennis. Get into it. Enjoy it. Never mind the competition. Never mind the seriousness is really a sickness of mind. And not searching for something that you haven't got. But maybe I should just stop now, and if Gail can get that going, I'll leave you with Elsie and Roger, and you can hear this tape, then you can do whatever you want, talk, and then we'll have lunch. And this afternoon, I'd like to come back and maybe just, not talk like this with you, but just, we just mingle around with each other and get to know each other, eh? And rest up for tomorrow. If you ever find any negative feelings, watch it. And while you're on your journey, beware of the negativity of the universe. Eh? If you turn TV on and it's really negative and it's bothering you, turn it off. If you get into company that's really negative, get out of the way. Now, you might think you're running away. You are not running away. You're being very intelligent. And once you find what you're looking for, then you can walk into all the negativity you want and it won't bother you. It just won't bother you, because you'll be inside. And that's what the Bible talks about, is inside, eh? Like Noah's Ark. Now, everybody thinks that Noah actually built an ark. That's the biggest fallacy of mankind. There's no such a thing. It's just a way to express, are you inside or are you outside? You go inside. The ark is you. You are the ark. You are Noah's ark. That's what it is. And we're showing you how to get inside, so just say. And these are just little tips to save you a lot of time and a lot of trouble. Really. If you find negativity coming in, get out of the way.
You find something that's bothering you, get out of the way. And all of a sudden, you'll start searching for positivity. See, as I said to Laura this morning, it's like, the only reason the world's in trouble is because we're all full of fear. We're full of insecurity. We're all trying to be better than the other person. We're all trying to be individual great guys, eh? And great girls. We're all trying to be better. And this takes a lot of power. Because even if you hit the top, even if you become the best at whatever you're doing, you're going to sustain that position. And sustain that position, you're going to be fighting till the day you die. And every time you lose some ground and you're not the best, your insecurity comes in again. And to keep that insecurity going, you've got to go and feed it. And the only thing the mind feeds on insecurity is insecurity. And once you start to realize exactly what insecurity is, then you start to become free of it. And when you become free of insecurity, you get those beautiful feelings that you're seeking. You get free from jealousy, hate, envy, desire, anger. You get rid of them all. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to get rid of those feelings that you don't want. And to do this, you must feed yourself not insecurity, but security. And the only way you can feed yourself security is to find something nice. So you go and look in the world for something nice, and you find niceness, you find positivity, and all of a sudden it starts to grow, and it grows, and it grows, and insecurity can't penetrate it. That's all mental sickness is insecurity. The only trouble is, the only reason in the world that people go under mentally is insecurity. You can beat it because only you hold the power to rid yourself of insecurity. And once you do, no matter what you work at, you will become more secure. You become more secure in your mind and your life. Total becomes security, and that's what you're looking for. And now that I'm telling you this, if you look around and you watch your patients or you watch your friends, you'll see them feeding each other insecurity. And when you start to see this happening, you'll start to smile because you'll start seeing a game, and you'll see everybody's playing the same game. So when you start to see everybody playing the same game, it's a game. And you're learning the rules of the game, so you're going to win. And believe me, if you people start to grow, and you people start to change, and become more beautiful, bodily, physically, mentally, more stable, more tranquil, watch your friends. Watch your associates. Watch them come in and try and destroy what you've got. Because you've been feeding them insecurity. And all of a sudden, when you become beautiful and tranquil, there's no insecurity in it, and nothing's happening. And they're talking to themselves. And this is very, very worrying to the mind. Because it's lost its supply of the necessary drug to keep it where it wants to be, and that's insecurity. So you've got to withdraw from this addiction of insecurity, and you've got to take it in stages. And the withdrawal pill that you take is happiness. Elsie made a tape 2 weeks ago, and it was on gratefulness. And that's all you have to do. No big deal. Nothing. If you found something, if you got a feeling it was beautiful, if you found something that you think works, be grateful. The second you're grateful, you're in a state of happiness. And there's nothing else. Here's where the answers come. When you find the feeling of happiness. And the feeling of happiness, there is no such thing as insecurity. It's that simple. You know, if you could just scream it to the world how simple it is, but they won't believe. Because the name of the game in life is go find yourself. You've got a free will and a free mind, go find yourself. So you're in this world looking for yourself. You're looking for the answer to life, you're looking for yourself. If you're looking for happiness, you're looking for yourself. If you're looking to the secret of religion, you're looking for yourself. If you're looking for the secret to the mind, you're looking for yourself. That's all life is. It's a game called go find yourself. There's nothing to find. All life, total all life, is a conscious state. You are that conscious state. So there's nothing to find. The only thing that you're looking for is what is stopping you from seeing this. And what is stopping you from seeing it is your very self. Your mind on its journey trying to find itself. And someday, somewhere, it may click to you, there's nothing to find, then you've got it. Believe me, when you find your answer, you'll say, that came to me as a surprise. But a beautiful surprise. There's no such a thing, absolutely no such a thing, as finding a glimmer of truth and it being bad. If it's got a negative feeling, you can rest assured it is not what you're looking for. The second you find it, you'll find beauty beyond your books and your wildest imagination. Go beyond the world and you'll find out what it is. And you're all trying, I know you're all trying to understand what I'm saying, eh? And I keep telling you, you can't. It's nothing to do with intelligence. It's got nothing at all to do. I wouldn't be sitting here if it didn't do intelligence. I'd be still back where I was. But it's beyond the word. So I'll leave you to it, eh? And see what happens. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I know what you mean.
We were talking about that feeling of gratefulness. And last week I was just sitting by myself on the beach and just thinking about what's happened to me in the last 6 months. And thinking about all the beautiful people that are going to be here, and that feeling just came in so strong, that feeling of gratefulness, of just being thankful that I was lucky enough to walk onto this island, eh? And somehow hear something. And it just, in the way it's changed my life, it's just been totally amazing. And it's true, as soon as you start to experience that gratefulness, you start experiencing those beautiful feelings. And you're in that state of what Sue called grace yesterday, that state of meditation. And then all of a sudden, it starts coming in again. All the insights start to come in again because you're in that space. And sometimes it really knocks me out. Like, my life is so beautiful. And I think, this must be it. Right? This must be it. This is more beauty than I've ever experienced before, and this must be worth that. I can't get any better than this. And then I turn around and look out again and see all the beauty out there, and I get more grateful, and all of a sudden it's more beautiful. And it doesn't end. It's just,
it's nice to know that, isn't it?
It never ends.
Yeah.
It's more and more. The wisdom on this island right now, like when you meet these people tomorrow, listen to them talk. We were talking at lunch today about a friend of ours, Larry Clarkson, who's a plumber. And when I first came up here, I met Larry on a ferry once. I was going back to Vancouver. And he was going off to another island to do a plumbing job. So we had breakfast together on the ferry, and I started talking to him about awareness. And I realized that I was learning an amazing amount from this guy, right? And I have talked to people all over the world about awareness. You know, people, top people in the personal growth field. And they didn't know as much as he did. They had absolutely no idea. Well, he was so far beyond these people and his understanding of life, but It blew me away. Here's this guy. Just an ordinary person, a plumber, that doesn't have any idea what he knows. Uh-huh. Just living life in a state of grace, living a beautiful life here on Salt Spring Island and taking it for granted. Because people are starting to realize that that's what life is supposed to be like. See, the fall from grace, or nobody was thrown out of the Garden of Eden. That's crazy. That's, again, you can't take any of those stories literally in the Bible. It's absolutely stupid to take any of that literally. Like, everybody's saying the same thing. Buddha, Christ, they're all saying the same thing that Sid talks about. But since they're from different cultures and different backgrounds, they say it in different words and they tell different stories. But that's all the fall from grace is. It's the mind coming in with its ego, thinking that it knows something. Right? And that's it. As soon as your mind thinks it knows something, you lose that channel that Sid was talking about. You lose that open channel to your Christ consciousness, or the spiritual part of you, or the other reality. You lose that channel. As soon as your mind comes in with its beliefs and its ego and thinks it knows something, you're lost. And that's all getting thrown out of the Garden of Eden was. It wasn't physically being thrown out of a garden. Like, it was just a lost mind, eh? People just bringing their minds in, thinking that they knew something, and their egos being attached to those beliefs, and they lost it, eh? The channel got cut. And that was it, right? And that's where mankind is lost. The way to open that channel is to go inside, because it's there, eh? You are it, right?
That's interesting, because that's what you mentioned, Clyde T. You felt like if you shared that, what you found, you'd lose it, eh? And that, I hadn't thought about that until you just mentioned that again. Like, that is what the mind thinks. The mind thinks if it acknowledges, it'll lose something, eh? You want to keep it to yourself, but that's not the way. When you acknowledge it, like that, when you acknowledge it, because the acknowledgement is a thought, you're creating that fact. And it's alive then. It's real. Because the thought, we have the power inside to make that thought real, whatever we think. And so if we think we've got it, because we do have it, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And it's making that thought real. That's really interesting. Gee, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That the mind does everything it can, and it's everything to take you away. It's tricky. Oh, it's a tricky. It's really tricky.
Even to say, well, I guess I've got it, is too outrageous.
I mean,
that's too outrageous to say.
I know, it does. Like,
my mind won't let me say that.
Right. Many people have said to us, like when we've said, we found the way, they think, well, who do you think you are? You found the way. But when you find the way, what are you going to say? I don't know. I couldn't say that. Like, when you find it, you can't say that.
No.
You don't say it's our way, it's Sid Banks' way, it's Roger's way, it's Elsie Spittle's way. It's the way. Energy, knowledge, nothingness, God is the way.
It's absolutely nothing to do with us.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing to do with me, Elsie Spittle, Sid Banks, any person sitting in this room. It's totally objective and neutral. It just is, eh? The way life works, eh? That's all we're talking about. And when you see it, you see it. I had somebody tell me that they thought I was arrogant to think that I knew the truth, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, it's not arrogant, it's just the opposite of arrogance. Because it's only your arrogance that keeps you from seeing it.
Oh, you like that one.
It's only your ego.
Right. It is.
That's your belief that keeps you from, everybody here, from seeing exactly what we're talking about.
Right.
Keeps me from seeing it.
It gets so solid and so matter of fact and so calm that it ceases to become a big deal. Like I thought before I found it, boy, if I find it, man, oh man, you know, but it's not like that. When you find it, you don't even know hardly, eh? It's so subtle and it's just all of a sudden you begin talking differently. And you're not talking about it from out there, you're talking about it from inside. And that's when all the people pick it up. When you're talking from inside. Because you're inside, everybody's inside is my inside, it's all the same thing. That's how you pick it up. And again, if you find it, that inside feeding yourself. and it generates to everybody else.
It's so simple.
I don't know what the hell I'm talking about half the time, or all the time, and people are picking up on it. My wife is picking up on it. She's telling people at work, they don't know what she's talking about. People are lined up to hear stuff, and we don't know what we're talking about. Yeah. And to me, it's the beauty of it. People who didn't even listen to her. I mean, she's just talking about things, well, you know, she has this particular thing, some kind of an activity, whatever, it starts. They just go, oh, that's nice, too, on their way. As soon as you start talking about this inner truth, they stopped. They started listening to her. And she said, Gordon, I don't know what I'm saying. Give me some more information. I said, listen to the tape, you know.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
That's
fantastic
not to know what you're talking about. And people are attracted by it.
You learn so much.
I noticed changes in Hogi since we were in San Francisco. And someone pointed out to me that you noticed that she and I were different together. And in fact, we have almost no conflict or stress. We do have it. We both just disregard it. We don't pay any attention to it. And it's just so solid together. And yet, there's no time when I can see it doing anything different, or it's just it just happens.
It
was so subtle and so complete that I couldn't even see it.
That's
right.
Yeah.
The same thing when I would go to talk to people or do my seminars, they would notice something different about me. And I would attribute it must be to them that they would see. And then I saw the last couple of days,